Conduct of Life by Rabbi Moses Almosnino. Translation by Walter Hilliger. Introduction by J.P. Rothschild. Narration by Dan Hilliger, AAC. Published by Le Cercle Hilliger, Volume 1. Conduct of Life, Volume 1. By Rabbi Moses Almosnino. Editor's Note. The decision to publish the three volumes simultaneously, rather than opting for a successive publication over several years, was made after consulting and overcoming several difficulties with the editorial committee. Since the end of 2020, the paleography, translation, and the review of each volume was accomplished. My decision to hasten the simultaneous publication of the entire work was based on the evaluation of the merits of the first volume alone versus the three volumes as a whole. The parenting advice in the first volume regarding the behavior that should be adopted from childhood is very useful for parents, like the sister of Rabbi Moses Almosnino, to whose son the book was intended. This advice is covered in the second volume under Classical Moral Virtues. Both volumes allow, in his own words, to easily understand the Book of Ethics that I have extensively commented on, and which I have applied to the science of our holy law, where many secrets of our Talmud are revealed. Volume 1, Chapter 3. The intersection of two diverse traditions, Aristotle's ethics and the Talmud, can be fully appreciated in both volumes 1 and 2, as well as in the complete work. This universal philosophical concordance fosters peace and promotes intercultural understanding among peoples. Walter Hilliger. Regimiento de la Vida by Rabbi Moses Almosnino and its philosophical sources. Introduction by J.P. Rothschild, Emeritus Director of Research at the CNRS, Director of Studies at EP, and Director of the Journal of Jewish Studies, reviewed as a tout juive. Rabbi Moses Almosnino, 1515 to 1580, polymath and community leader, is a major figure of Spanish Judaism re-exiled in the Ottoman Empire I. While continuing the Sephardic intellectual traditions of the 15th century, he cultivated new fields of knowledge too. His qualification as Chacham Kollel signifies his competence in the specific knowledge of Judaism as well as in the profane sciences. As a rabbi, he classically rendered responsa, of which he did not leave a collection but which are cited by authorities of the time. A Tikkun Soferim, whose purpose is the writing of religious acts, put under the name of Samuel Yafe, was restored to him. His work, Tefila Le Moshe, on the value of the Torah and the importance of reciting the profession of faith, Shema, at bedtime, Salonika, 5323 to 1562-3, can be regarded as belonging to both the homiletic genre and the halacha. Above all, he is the author of extensive exegetical work, printed at an early date. This is the case of the vast commentary on the five scrolls, Megillah, Song of Songs, Ruth, Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, Esther, Yedei Moshe, first published in 5321572 by Joseph Yabes in Salonika, or recently, this is the case of a fragment of Abraham Ibn Ezra's commentary on a part of Genesis, published in 1946, or even remained in the manuscript, Rashi's commentary on the Pentateuch. His sermons for various occasions collected in Meames Koa, He Who Strengthens, from Proverbs 25, are difficult to separate from the exegetical work. Their publisher, at the end of his preface, expresses his hope to publish two more of his works, including Torah Moshe, an apparently lost commentary on the Pentateuch. As far as the profane sciences are concerned, Rabbi Moses Almosnino suggests that he translated the Problemata Aristotelis from Latin. He says that he commented on part of Aristotle's Physics. This commentary has not reached us. And he certainly did so for the Sphaera Mundi of the medieval astronomer John of Sacrobosco under the title of Beit Elohim, the Divine Abode, and for the more recent Theorike Novae Planetarum by Georg Puerbach under that of Shar HaShamayim, Gate of Heaven. Becoming a historian, he wrote in Judeo-Spanish the Extremos y Grandezas de Constantinopla. He is also the author of a commentary on Al-Ghazali's Intentions of the Philosophers. Migdalos.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?